This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the function at the Sri Sansthan Gokarna Partagali Jivotam Mutt, marking its 550th anniversary in South Goa. The Mutt is headquartered in Partagali, a small town in South Goa, on the banks of the river Kushavati. Mr. Modi inaugurated Lord Sri Ram's 77 feet tall bronze statue. Now we go live to where the Prime Minister Modi is addressing the gathering.
जब हम पर्यावरण की रक्षा को अपना धर्म माने, धरती हमारी माता है, और मठों की शिक्षा हमें प्रकृति का सम्मान करना सिखाती है। इसलिए हमारा पहला संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हमें जल संरक्षण करना है, पानी बचाना है, नदियों को बचाना है। हमारा दूसरा संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हम पेड़ लगाएंगे। देश भर में एक पेड़ मां के नाम अभियान को गति मिल रही है। इस अभियान के साथ अगर इस संस्थान का सामर्थ्य जुड़ जाएगा तो इसका प्रभाव और व्यापक होगा। हमारा तीसरा संकल्प होना चाहिए स्वच्छता का मिशन। आज जब मैं मंदिर परिषद में गया तो वहां की व्यवस्था, वहां का आर्किटेक्चर, वहां की स्वच्छता मेरे मन को बड़ी प्रभावित कर गई। मैंने स्वामी जी को कहा भी, कितना शानदार तरीके से इतना संभाला है। हमारी हर गली, मोहल्ला, शहर स्वच्छ होना चाहिए।
द डिफेंस मिनिस्ट्री टू साइन लेटर्स ऑफ ऑफर एंड एक्सेप्टेंस LOAs विद यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स टू सिक्योर सस्टेनमेंट सपोर्ट फॉर द इंडियन नेवी फ्लीट ऑफ MH-60R हेलीकॉप्टर्स। The deal is worth more than 7,900 crore rupees and was formalized in New Delhi under the Foreign Military Sales Program. The ministry said the sustainment package includes provisioning of spare parts, product support, technical assistance, training, component repair and replenishment, and the establishment of intermediate level component repair and periodic maintenance inspection facilities in India. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today said that 15 crore rural households across the country have been provided tap water connections under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Addressing the vision for Sujalam Bharat Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Patil reiterated the government's commitment towards ensuring sustainable water security for every citizen. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from the 4th of next month for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Putin will be visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said that during his visit, the Russian President will hold talks with Prime Minister Modi. Cyclone Dithwa continues to hammer Sri Lanka with relentless rain, landslides and rising floodwaters, pushing the death toll to 56, with 21 people still missing and nearly 44,000 people affected across multiple districts. Several areas remain submerged and water levels in several reservoirs and rivers escalate. President Anuradha Kumarasamy has directed officials to carry out rescue and relief work without delay. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to the people of Sri Lanka who lost their loved ones due to Cyclone Dithwa. In his message, Mr. Modi wished for the safety, comfort and swift recovery of all affected families. He said that India has urgently dispatched relief materials and vital humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support under Operation Sagar Bandhu in solidarity with its closest maritime neighbour. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the session on a flat note with a slight negative bias. Today, indices opened on a positive note, but after a range-bound trade closed in the red. The Sensex fell 14 points to close at 85,707, while the Nifty dipped 13 points to settle at 26,203. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Panaji, Goa, with a grand closing ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.